And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Well, the Olympics finished here in the UK last week, and what a time was had by all. In all my ancient years, I've never known such a feel-good factor in the UK as cheer after cheer of thousands and thousands of spectators yelled happily at anyone who moved, no matter what country he or she represented. As you all know, Great Britain finished a brilliant third in the medal table, unheard of, with a total of 65 medals, that's 29 golds, 17 silver and 19 bronze. The USA topped the table with a total of 104 medals, with 46 golds, and China second with a total of 87 medals, with 38 golds. Lutheran Radio UK can't add to the coverage that has been watched by millions worldwide, but what a boost to the morale of everyone. There were no security scares, no incidents, and no serious niggles at all. If this feel-good factor could be bottled and sold, or better still, given away, then the world would be a happier place. To all our listeners who came to the UK for the Games, we hope you had a great and blessed time and a safe return to your own country with many happy memories of your visit. To continue the feel-good factor, open your Bible, read the message therein about Christ, and tell your neighbour. In Asheville, North Carolina, world-famous evangelist Billy Graham is in hospital at the age of 93, suffering from bronchitis, but by all accounts is responding well to treatment. Mr. Graham remains actively involved in ministry and writing projects, including nearing completion of a manuscript for a new book summarising his gospel message over the past seven decades of public ministry. Two powerful earthquakes hit the northwest of Iran on Saturday, killing over 300 people. Hundreds of villages had suffered severe damage, raising fears that the number of dead could mount sharply as rescuers reached previously inaccessible areas. The quakes, with magnitudes of 6.3 and 6.4, struck East Azerbaijan province on Saturday afternoon, flattening villages and injuring thousands of people around the towns of Ahar, Vazakan and Hariz near the provincial capital of Tabriz. However, officials dismissed the idea that the number of fatalities could rise significantly, saying the eventual figure may in fact be lower than current estimates. "Many figures are based on speculation and have not been documented," said a provincial coroner. "We cannot give a precise figure for the number of dead, but we believe it will be under 300. State TV said two people had been found alive under rubble in a village near the city of Vazakan on Tuesday. State TV has shown extensive footage of airdrops and of officials handing out food, rations and tents after the media was accused of ignoring the national disaster and continuing to broadcast normal schedules. After visiting the afflicted area on Monday, Vice President Mohammed Rahimi announced emergency funds for the relief effort and appeared to indicate the government had not reacted quickly enough. "In these conditions, any criticism the people have of us is acceptable and we must all work hard as possible for their sake," Mir News Agency reported him as saying. In Tehran, Karaj and Qom, thousands visited clinics late into the night to donate blood, Press TV reported, including Iran's Olympic gold medal winning weightlifter Behed Salimi. "I truly feel terrible for the people of East Azerbaijan. I want to do what I can to help them. The most important thing is to donate blood because of the shortage," he said. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.